pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto Thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On the front of the bulletin, you will see the romanticized version, I call it, of the walk to Emmaus from our gospel lesson this morning in Luke 24. I don't think Palestine looks like this. This looks like an English countryside, and it's okay, but this is a story post-resurrection that can easily be skipped over because it's so simple, so plain, so lovely. It's not dramatic, no drama, no flashes of light. You know, Hollywood really couldn't do a lot with the walk to Emmaus. And therefore, we who are into drama and, you know, technical things on the screen, whether it be at the movies or at home, might find this a little puzzling. But Luke wants to show us something more delicate, something more beautiful, something more available to all of us. It's the story of two of the 11 disciples by now. Judas is gone. And they are on their way to Emmaus to for some business. I think it was to get out of town. That's why we go to the Outer Banks, right? I used to say to my parishioners, I love to go to the Outer Banks. There are no phones. There weren't any cell phones now. Now it's the umbilical cord of life. See? No phones, no mail coming in, no mail going out. You know, no alarm clocks. We can sort of smell that ocean breeze. I don't want anybody sneaking out going to the Outer Banks while I'm talking. And it can be a place of renewal for us, which we need. Jesus went to the other side of the lake alone. Jesus disappeared. One of the disciples, may have been Peter, said, Lord, we didn't know where you were. And Jesus may have said, on purpose, I wanted to be alone with the Lord. So these disciples, two of them, are on their way to Emmaus. And it is after the Easter morning events. And they can't seem to wrap their brains around it. Let's say that. And they are trying to process it. This is all 21st century language. And along comes a stranger. It's funny that they were together for 3 years, and now they don't seem to know who this fellow is. It was common for people to be joined by other folks walking somewhere together. There was safety in numbers. And so they welcomed one more person as they walked along. Also, there were wild animals, maybe foxes, maybe wolves. I think Layla may be a little prophetess. Anyway, so they welcomed him along the way, and they talked, and they discovered that Jesus didn't know what they were talking about. And they said, are you the only one in Jerusalem who doesn't know what's been going on? And so they told him. And they told him that there were some women who may have had some kind of vision of the risen Christ. And they didn't say they were leaving town to clear their heads, but I'm taking it for granted that they were. It was Jesus who was with them, but they didn't see him for real. There is so much in each verse of this lesson that I'd love to talk about. My granddaughter said to me, "Are you preaching Sunday?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh, long." You know, ministers' families keep the minister's feet on the ground. Oh, long. All right, John, move along. Anyway, so it was real. Jesus was with them. And they didn't see him for real. I want to say to you that there are times when our Lord is sitting next to us. He comes to us. You're going to hear more of that word. He comes to us when we can't put things together. When we are in mourning. When we are confused. When we are disenchanted. When we are sorrowful. When we are pushed out of our circle of friends. It's not so much a pious thing as it is that our Lord Jesus is interested in how it's going. He cares, in my reading of this, as to how it's going. Not to say, "Well, you know, you should have done this, that, and the other back there." He gets a little frustrated with them and he calls them, "Oh, you foolish people." I've wanted to say that after a number of board meetings in church. But I wait to get home. Okay? And I had the policy of not wanting to unload on my wife. And so the cat and I would have a talk. But because I didn't think it was right for me to unload on her and then say, "Good night, I'm going to bed." And she would say, "I wonder if we're supposed to pack, take the pictures off the wall, or, you know, whatever." So Jesus became a little upset with them that they didn't seem to know what in the world he was talking about, saying that the scriptures lead us to this moment. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? After 20 years of education and seminary and serving in a parish, three churches, my first appointment, and then going on to another and another and another, I realized that I've been trying to accept the fact that Jesus has been with me all along the way. Not hidden in the book or in the picture or in the cross or in the church, but with me. My father died and my brother was challenged. What am I going to do? I was in the shower. And I remember saying out loud, "What am I going to do with Doug?" This voice said, "I'm serious. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I have heard him since in my memory of that. And you know, that voice was right. I know it was God. Don't worry about it. How many times do you need to go up the road to Emmaus before you realize I'm with you? How many times must you go through the valley of the shadow of death and not realize, I've been with you all along. I've been knocking at your heart. But you think I'm in the Sunday school class only. On the Sunday morning worship service only. I am with you. I am. Stop singing that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, if you don't believe it. Do you believe it? Can you sing it now? Some of it. So, they came to Emmaus. 7 mile walk. Walk. Anybody walk 7 miles lately? Raise your hand. Oh, that's good. Good. Further. 8, 9, 10. Raise your hand. 11. How many of you haven't been walking lately? Mm-hmm. So they urged him to stay with them. They had a conversation going. You know, it was before we had cell phones and texting and emails. We used to talk to each other. Right? Remember that over the back fence? Which is now a wall. See? Are you there? Don't trespass. Oh, I live in a nice neighborhood. They don't do that. But anyway, there's a story of Lincoln that I read once about at night. He was so lonely at times. And he would walk out of the White House unescorted and walk across Lafayette Square and knock on the door of William Seward. You know who he was? What? Secretary of State. He purchased what piece of property? Alaska. And it was called Seward's... Oh, you're good. You're good. Let's have the offering. No. And he'd go in there, and Lincoln and Seward would talk for hours in the evening. And Lincoln would unburden himself. Seward himself stood for election as president. He was a New Yorker. And Lincoln admired him a lot. And then after several hours of conversation, he'd get up and walk home to the White House. And there were evenings when he would go across and knock on the door. And the butler would say, I'm sorry, Mr. President, he's gone to bed. Can you imagine that? And Lincoln would say, well, thank you. I'll come some other time. Gosh sakes. So Jesus lingered with the disciples. Only two of them. Where are the others? Well, you're going to find out as you read on in Luke. And the lectionary readings want us to examine all of these post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. And you'll remember Thomas, where he says, I won't believe unless I touch him. We're like that. So they sit down to a meal in that house in Emmaus. And the bread and the wine are partaken of, and they recognize. Now, they're not having communion. Don't get confused. They're just having a little meal. Maybe it was all they had in the house. And they recognized him. When I was a little boy, I had to sit on the front row right there. Not in this church, but in my home church. My mother sang in the choir, and my father took my brother home. And when the candles were expunged, put out, there was an odor in the air. When we light candles at our house and they're expunged, something happens to me. You know? Am I too sensitive? I feel myself back at my home church. Just like the disciples felt themselves back in the presence of Jesus. And they recognized Him. He wasn't a stranger. He was the Lord. And then what happened? What happened after that? Work with me. You heard it. What?
Disappeared.
He vanished. I like the word vanished, John. Whoosh! He vanished. That's maybe a Hollywood thing. Poof! Several times He comes and goes like that because we cannot capture the Lord. We cannot own Him. We cannot put Him in our hope chest or our closet. We can say, I'm a member of this church, but we don't own that either. It's here because others dreamed of its being here in its beauty. For them to worship, for us to worship, to evoke God in our prayers, our thoughts, our love, our tears, our weddings, our baptisms, our funerals. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. We meet Him along the way, the hard way, the long way, the confusing way. Billy Graham's daughter wrote a book, only book I know of, that said, in every pew, there's a broken heart. Every pew, there's a broken heart. As a pastor, once active, I can say that is absolutely true. There's unfinished business in every pew, in every heart. And the Lord Jesus Christ is touching that in my thinking and understanding right now. Right now. Okay. Granddaughter wants me to have it short, so I want to go to the reading. It's in your bulletin, and it's on the back side of the blue page, if you want to look at it. And I meant for you to have it to keep, if you maybe stick it in your Bible or hymnal. Albert Schweitzer was a great Lutheran, and he had a mission in Gabon, in Africa, Lambarini. And he wrote The Quest for the Historical Jesus. Don't read with me, just listen to me. And think of what I've been saying. He comes to us as one unknown, without a name. As of old by the lakeside, He came to those men who knew Him not. He speaks to us the same words, follow thou me. And He sets us to the tasks which He has to fulfill in our time. He commands, and to those who obey Him, whether they be wise or simple, He will reveal Himself in the toils and the conflicts and the sufferings which they shall pass through in His fellowship. And as an ineffable mystery, they shall learn in their own experience. Ha ha. Here's the gift. Here is the gift. Here is the sermon. Who He is. I've been coming to Jesus Christ all of my life. I hope you are too. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Get up, walk with Jesus, go to bed with Jesus, get in the shower with Jesus. The Lord will answer prayers even in the shower. Amen.